Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Eduardo Conrado, the VP of Global Marketing for Motorola. Welcome to the podcast, Eduardo.
Paul, thanks for the invitation. Look forward to our conversation.
Great. Eduardo and I had met up back at the Marketing Props Conference at the beginning of the month, and I really liked his approach to using thought leadership in the positioning of the enterprise division for Motorola. So, Eduardo, talk to me a little bit about how and when you use thought leadership to position your enterprise group.
All right, perfect. I think if you look at Motorola, we pride ourselves of being a company that has technology innovation, either creating product solutions or sometimes new markets. In order to create brand leadership, we feel that internally we need to have the product leadership, product innovation, complemented with thought leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And thought leadership, we usually start 18 to 20, 24 months before even the solution's available, talking about it in the market. And that gives us a brand lift within the market. So we use it in any of the new product introductions. The first thing that we do is work heavily on thought leadership.
Mm. I love that because it's what I like to call cheap beachfront property, right? I mean, you're getting in at the early stage of the market. You're beginning to position yourself. You know, it's essentially like finding that that gem of a beachfront property before anyone discovers the beach is there.
Exactly, exactly.
So how do you know you're successful with your thought leadership efforts?
I mean, part of it, one of the things that we do is we feel that in thought leadership we can target specific audiences in terms of our databases, customers that we know. But just as important, we're seeing that on the technology front, there's probably, and you see numbers anyway ranging from 60 to 80% of technology buyers that are going into the web to look for information, case studies, white papers. So we put a lot of emphasis in terms of getting either our thought leadership video pieces out there, multimedia pieces, or your traditional PDF out in the interactive world. And we can track the download. We know the specific audience, how big it is. So we get a good idea in terms of the type of penetration that we're getting into that audience and then how's the messaging resonating with them through a feedback loop process that we put in place.
Right. Now, I assume you're nurturing them kind of along the way, continuing to send them, you know, pieces around the same piece of the same topic or thought leadership.
Exactly. I mean, we view, especially on the enterprise and the government market, that the relationships that we keep with the customer are multi-years. And we have the ability to upsell, cross-sell to existing customers. Or if somebody's not a current customer, at some point in time, they're going to have a need for a given solution. So if they keep us top of mind with the thought leadership efforts, we'll probably be the first company that they go after when they're ready to purchase.
Totally agree, yes. Now, are you experimenting with taking those messages and using them through Web 2.0 technologies like a blog, like a podcast or video cast or even an RSS feed or a wiki, something along those lines?
We used a few of the examples you gave me. So RSS feeds is something that we definitely implement across the different interactive properties that we have. Video is something that has had pretty good results. I mean, I think in the past, the marketers have been relying on just written case studies or written white papers to get our message across. One of the things that we find is that video case studies offers rich multimedia ability to get the message across, and people are willing to snack on the information. Anywhere from 3 minutes to 8 minutes in terms of video case studies are where we're seeing the sweet spots. And the click-through rate and the duration of people on our video case studies, we're probably 4 to 5 times industry average, and they're staying on the sites probably for about 7 to 8 minutes. So on the longer case studies, they're, on average, accessing 80% of the information that we have out there.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I loved your term of snacking on the video case study. I think that's a great term and, you know, typifies, you know, how people are really engaging with it. So I'm sensing this as part of an integrated approach to marketing. Can you define what integrated marketing means to Motorola?
Sure. And I'll link it back in terms of how we view integrated marketing. It's in, I would say, 80% of the cases, it'll end up on an interactive property that we have. So what we're trying to do is link or traditional PR, event, relationship marketing, an interactive approach, and even the print, the offline piece, all together into, anytime you see a press release, we try to put a link in there for one of the web properties. People that are going out to the web, search engine marketing is playing an important role. Again, we want to make sure that they land on one of the properties. And when we talk about web properties, is we look at not just the Motorola.com site, but any other external site that we create for storytelling. So if we feel that video is going to be one of the vehicles that tells the story better, then we have video case study libraries or video sites where people can get that type of information. So any campaign that we do, we look at all the components, how they play individually, but more importantly, how they interact with each other.
Yeah, that is the key, is how they interact and how they play off each other, for sure. So if you were to give a piece of advice, you know, to my audience, which is, you know, primarily B2B marketers in the technology space, you know, what piece of advice would you be giving them at this point?
I think the B2B marketers, and this applies both on the technology side and some of your traditional fields, we don't have an issue on creating content. I think the challenge that we're going to have in the future is content delivery. More and more, I think, our customers are becoming more relying on the interactive tools to look for information. So we just got to make it easy for them. I think heavy emphasis on interactive capabilities and EBM capabilities are going to be key in the future to be successful.
Great. Yeah, and I definitely feel not only the delivery mechanism, but even the sustainability of, you know, creating that content for so many channels, you know, is also becoming an issue for most of the B2B marketers.
Exactly. And then the ability to keep the content fresh.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's the danger that you run when you talk about interactive marketing, so you create a site and you don't maintain it on an ongoing basis, and it gets stale. So the ability to load new content is key.
Absolutely. Well, Eduardo, I'd like to thank you for your time and insights, and thank you all for listening.
Thanks for the invite, Paul. It's a pleasure.